Mason Ramsey's joining us in the studio. They call you the Walmart yodeling boy. First off, Mason, morning. How are you, pal? Doing good?
Yeah.
Does that bother you, called the Walmart yodeling boy? Because I like calling you Mason Ramsey, but I guess...
No.
Don't bother you?
No. It's fine. At least that's the name that people know me by.
Right.
So, yeah, it helps.
It helps. So, you know, Mason and I have already had an argument this morning. And that's what happens when you become a diva and, you know, highly recognized rock star in the area, is you can go out and say, no, the apple pie at the dairy bar is better than the strawberry pie. So I'm a big strawberry pie guy, but you're apple pie guy down there in your hometown, huh?
Yeah.
What else you like down there in Golconda that you enjoy? fishing?
Well,
you get to do any fishing down there?
No.
No, don't know much on fishing?
Normally nothing. I just stay home and play basketball or video games like a normal kid.
Right, and then play a little guitar in spare time.
Yep.
What's your favorite guitar? You got a favorite?
I had one. It was my black Fender that I can no longer use.
Right.
Because it's warped.
Yeah. Heat or water?
Heat.
Yeah, that'll do it every time. You know, you've got a new song out. How's that doing?
Great. But it's normally it's a song that I wanted people to know that I can actually sing a different song every time.
Oh, now that's interesting, because, you know, when they say, even when I saw the first videos, you were doing Hank, and I'm a big fan of old Hank Williams,
yeah,
Senior, and the Texas Playboys, right, which is,
yeah,
the first country rock. That's Lynyrd Skynyrd and Blackfoot and all those guys before there were those guys. He was the first country rocker, in my opinion, Hank Williams. But you do Hank so well. So what you wanted to do with this new song was show them that you're more than doing Hank cover songs then, right?
Yeah.
Right. I get that too. So where was your favorite place? You got all those places to hang out. I even saw you on TMZ hanging out with Justin Bieber. You got,
yeah,
a favorite song? What's your favorite song to perform?
I don't know. All of my songs made me to where I am right now, so that's why I had to say I can't choose from them.
This new song, did you write that?
No, I didn't write it, but there's one that I did write, and it's coming out maybe in June.
Right. Can I ask you what it's about or its title? Do you have a title for it yet?
Well, I can't really tell, but if they want to know... I'm not supposed to tell, because then it wouldn't be, you know,
right,
they'd know.
You got to wait for it to drop. That's,
mm-hmm,
marketing. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff for you to learn, but you've had a lot of people help.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Did Granddad teach you how to play guitar?
No.
Who taught you how to play guitar?
I took guitar lessons.
Oh, no kidding. Who,
yeah,
who was your teacher?
It's been so long ago, I don't even know.
Right? It's so long ago. Well, how old are you?
11.
11? All right. You know, you've got some great potential here going. I mean, that ability to do Hank. And, you know, there's another thing that I really admire about you, Mason. It always seems like you're not afraid, that you're confident when you walk up to the stage. You know what you're going to do. And that's something that not all 11-year-olds can say.
Thanks.
You know, and being, because, you know, the number one fear people have in the world is walking and talking, public speaking, going up and talking in front of the class or reading public in class or doing a speech. And for you to go up, it's one thing to read and talk. Mr. Kinley knows this, that you can, you going up to that stage and you perform and show your abilities. There's a little more nervous component there of getting it right every time. And that's pretty hard. But every time I've watched it, it seems like you've nailed it, pal.
Thanks. Well, yeah, I've been trying. You know, to come out with my own song that someone didn't just write, but... you know.
Well, a lot of times that takes life experience.
Yeah, it does.
You know, that, you know, sometimes it's bad stuff that happens that we write some songs about, and sometimes it's good stuff. I hope whatever you write is about good stuff that happens to you, is my first thought.
All right, so I have to tell you this. All right, so I wrote the song, and took me about 15 minutes, something like that.
Right.
And then the next 30 minutes, we left it. Studio, and I'd already lost it.
Oh.
But someone had already taken a picture of it anyways.
So you had to back up on the lyrics.
Yeah.
That's good. You know, it's interesting because some of the best songs that have ever been written were written in short order. Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin, just a few minutes, and you find, you know, in matter of fact, Crosby, Stills, and Nash set a record. They were in an airport playing and betting who could write a song the fastest, and they came up with a 2-minute, 50-second song, just a little song before I go.
Yeah.
So there's all kinds of things like that. So, you know, I'm glad you've got the other ones and ready to go. So you got a record company, too.
Yeah.
Who's your record company?
Atlantic Records. There's one in L.A., there's one in Atlanta, Georgia, and there's one in New York.
Right. So you've got a record deal. When you go out and do a set, about 40 minutes, 30 minutes, what's your set right now? And how many songs are in your set?
Well, a set. I don't really
know. Well, you know, when you start to beginning to end, when you do a performance, how long is your standard performance?
Normally about, say about 40 to 30.
That's where you start with your first band. You try to get a 40-minute set, and then you take 20 minutes off, and then you do another 40-minute set, and you take 20 minutes off, and then you do three of those, and that's a night at the local establishment performing. So that's how that's done as well. Now, let me see. You've got Coachella. Was the biggest crowd that you performed in, you think that was Coachella? No? What was the biggest crowd?
Stagecoach.
Stagecoach?
Coachella only had like 45,000 people and like...
Only 45,000?
Yeah, that's for Coachella.
Yeah.
And Stagecoach had like 100,000.
You know, there are bands that go their entire life that never perform in front of 45,000 people. And you've done it already at 11 years of age. And then, you know, 100,000, let alone, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
So, you know, I would think pretty soon you'll be able to replace that old Fender.
Yeah. I'm not going to replace it, but I'm going to get them to keep the bottom part. Take all the electronics out.
Right.
And take the neck off and see if they can't find a new neck to put on it and fix it.
I know some repair guys around the area. All right? Mm-hmm. We can talk.
Okay.
Mr. Kinley's in the studio. How are you, pal? It is so good to see you, man. How you been?
I've been well. How about yourself?
You're helping escort Mason, are you?
Yeah. Yes, I am, as a matter of fact. You know, I host, I'm the MC at the Southern Illinois Opry, and that's coming up tomorrow night.
Oh, I thought it was tonight. It's tomorrow night?
No, it's tomorrow night.
Good.
Yeah.
How much? And Mason's appearing there tomorrow night.
Yeah, absolutely.
What time?
Doors open at 6, show at 7:30. We've got a full show coming up, of course. Cassie Andrews in Calico Creek will be doing the bluegrass portion. Joe Arview from the Thompsonville area is going to be doing the gospel portion. We always have a tribute to Minnie Pearl, which is a lot of fun.
Right.
Mason Ramsey will come out after break. And then we'll also have Ron Head and the Country Showboys reunion. Very popular band back in the late 60s, early 70s.
You know, it's interesting, Mason. I don't know if you know this guy very well, but I know this guy really well. All right? Talented guy in his own right. And his brother was exceedingly talented as well with a white Stratocaster that just really did some outstanding blues guy. And I'm so glad that
Thank you.
Here because you understand the potential here for Mason. Mason is getting a glimpse of it, and you kind of see the crowds and how people react. But, you know, here's one of the things. If you start at your age being as good as you are at 11, imagine how good you'll be when you're his age. Just keep working on it. I was talking to some guys at the music store. I'm a little amateur player myself. I got the Les Paul set next to the, and then I've got the Fender set next to the Marshall amp, and you know, and I got a couple of Takami. You know, I keep this and nothing like these guys, the Kinley and the rest of these guys. Right? Used to hang out with a lot of really talented guys, and we were over at the music store in Carbondale. And so, you know, in the NFL, you get hurt, you can only play X number of years, and you get too old.
Yeah.
But musicians, like Les Paul, and I know who you know that is, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can get better all your entire life until you keep getting better, and you can be incredibly good at the end. You can get better. It's one of the few things that you can continue to do your entire life and get better. And if not, you listen to Les Paul's last album.
Then there you go. That's right.
Right?
That's right.
And what's interesting, there's a bunch of old country boys from around where you come from that have incredible history. A matter of fact... There was a guy from your neighborhood, and this time we're talking about Ridgeway in Southeast, and his name was Claude Moy, and they called him Pie Plant Pete. You ever heard that name before? And he's the guy who taught Les Paul how to play guitar, and he's from Southern Illinois.
No kidding.
Les Paul admitted this, and in fact, Les Paul profiled himself after Pie Plant Pete. He called himself Rutabager Bob in his beginning days. You know how you call you Yodeler Walmart Yodeler Boy?
Yeah.
Well, Les Paul was called Rutabager Bob. That's how he got started. And then he went on to give us the Les Paul guitar and be a really formative voice, an incredibly talented guy. There's actually online information where you can see, you know, see people from Southern Illinois have done things like you. And I'm looking forward to see how you do next.
Thanks.
What can I do to help you grow? Is there anything we can do to help you here at the station besides say your name a whole bunch?
Well, my guitar sure does need fixed.
Does it?
Yeah.
Well, you tell me what you need, buddy. I'll get that guitar fixed for you tomorrow.
Well, somehow the electronics are messed up on it.
I did that the other day. I twisted the end around until I broke a ground off inside there. So I had to go run it over. And I've got a couple of guys that I know around that might be able to fix that for you. So
the neck is warped really badly.
That's tough.
Every time I play it, it always gets way out of tune.
Right. And there's an old song called Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys. And the first thing they talk about is what they love most is a guitar that stays in tune.
Yep.
You remember that song, don't you?
Yeah.
Hey, it's been a real pleasure meeting you, pal.
Thanks.
If there's something I can do, I'm going to give you my card. There's something you can. Something I can do to help you. I want you or your granddad, Ernest, is it?
Yeah.
To give me a call, all right? Because I'm anxious to make sure you do well. And if you need guitar repair, I know people. We'll call them.
Okay.
All right, pal?
All righty, thanks.
And best of luck tomorrow night, too.
All right. Thanks.
How are you going to handle fame? Do you sleep well? Does it bother you? You seem like you sound like you're just made out of steel. You just keep going.
Yeah. Well, the more sleep that I have, the less that I use my singing. But then the more my singing voice that I use, the more my throat hurts.
Right. You're going to learn how to manage all that stuff as time goes by.
Yeah.
It's one of the most important things you'll learn.
But water helps.
Water helps. You just have to manage yourself more and more. And Mason Ramsey joining us this morning. It's a real pleasure to meet you too, man. Best of luck, okay?
Thanks.